Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Going to be a lot of criminals in Oklahoma. I don't even know what this means. You sent it to me, Nick, so I just read the headline. House bill to criminalize people with STIs.
Yes. It says it would turn thousands of Oklahomans into felons.
No matter what kind of STI you have, mm-hmm. even if it kind of goes away. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
so it's just common
diseases.
Right.
It would criminalize the intentional or reckless spread of sexually transmitted infection.
But a lot of people don't
isn't
know.
Isn't that already a crime?
I thought it was.
Only if you know, but a lot of people don't know they have it.
Yeah.
So you really can't criminalize that.
2 to 5 years in prison.
Unless you can prove, that there's now back in the day, when people were being charged with the knowing they had AIDS and then having unprotected sex with people.
And willfully spreading it.
Right.
Yeah, that's already on the books a lot of places.
This isn't that. This is just if somebody, I didn't know he had anything. Sorry.
Well, and they say it says
I didn't know it was a full-blown.
Right.
Because the word reckless is not defined in the bill. Experts say the field.
Could mean anything.
It leaves open the door to potential unnecessary lawsuits and prosecutions because of the broad language. Rather than encouraging people to get tested, treated, and reduce the spread of STIs, they could be just telling people, hey, don't get tested, so then you can't be prosecuted.
That's it. That's totally it. Yeah.
Oh, the same way you prevent COVID.
Right.
By not testing.
Right. And then it kind of backfires and goes the other way.
I'm telling you, that's how you recruit against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Say you come here and you know, we're not going to charge you for getting a little syphilis, you know.
We know you got the clap, kid.
And then
we know you're a famous football player and you'll probably get a lot of sex here, but we're not going to arrest you for it.
You cite these stats.
Nebraska just should do that deal. Yeah. I'd steal some Oklahoma kids.
Yes. Tell them, hey, Oklahoma ranks 11th in the nation for chlamydia, number 5 for gonorrhea, and number 4 for syphilis. Although I bet you Nebraska tops that.
You always you always blame Nebraska for syphilis, I know. Not the one you got, but...
that's right.
No, that one town we said had the biggest syphilis outbreak ever.
My wife has no interest in watching the Matt Rhule press conferences with me.
Well, your wife's cool. That's why.
I do feel bad because that's one of those things. If I'm like watching it on my phone or whatever, she'll start talking. I just pause it.
That's
like,
funny.
You know, I can't miss a word of this.
I just stopped in and saw Joe America yesterday at his place of business. Artistic sign of design, by the way, who's responsible for a lot of the statues down
there. He's really talented.
He's amazing, man. He's been a friend of mine for 30-some years. But I said, don't worry, you got a Penn State guy in charge. And then anybody that knows Joe really well, he can just tell a story.
45 minutes later, you got to talk again?
Well, we talked about a lot of stuff. My son was there, too. So I think Ryder drifted off. No, but we were talking about Matt Rhule. And he said how he likes him. He spent a bunch of time. So I said, yeah, but you got to win, man. You know, you got to win. You know,
that's next.
But your wife has no interest, right?
None.
No, I would think so.
Yeah, and it is what we talked about. If you pause the TV, your wife gets annoyed.
Right.
She's like, I think it because it puts like a finite amount of time you're going to be listening.
Well, I told you,
pausing this.
Ryder's best friend plays for the Huskers, and he said he's a really good dude. Really good dude. Yeah. In fact, he's coming to the show tonight. Not Matt Rhule, but Matt Rhule's invited. Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he buys a ticket.
If he buys a ticket. Right. Right.
I'll put him on my list. Matt.
You're going to be like
7 p.m.
Jerry Glanville always put Elvis tickets, tickets for Elvis everywhere, even though Elvis was dead. You'll do that.
Yeah.
You should do that on every comedy show you do. Just put Matt Rhule on your, especially when you're in Lincoln doing a comedy show.
Right. Yes.
How we get there? Oh, you just went off on your Matt Rhule boner. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, and I don't have the breakdown by STI.
Yeah.
But
of your own?
Oh, he's got a mess down there too, yeah. Man.
No infections.
He's only one.
I wonder if like your dong could have one disease and your vagina could have another.
That's why they can't touch.
Yep.
He wears special underwear with it. If the dong flares up, it doesn't get near his vagina. I've seen it.
This is number.
It's a weird contraption.
It's just overall STDs by state.
Can
and
you have more than one going at the same time?
Oh, I'm sure.
I guess syphilis and gonorrhea. Oh, that's a great point. Or does one take over? Say, dude, this is mine.
Do they duke it out?
Yeah. I mean, if you have the gonorrhea, does
we always have people? Don't we have a lot of health people work at the clinics?
Oh, yeah.
Always check in on that. Yeah.
Because I think I keep forgetting what the lady who works, I think, for the county.
Yeah, she always tells us. She said it's a mess, right?
Swimming in chlamydia?
Yep. Yeah.
Were they swimming in chlamydia? I forget what the most prevalent STD.
Just the public pools.
In the county we broadcast from, where our home is.
I think it was chlamydia.
According to this article.
Oh, no, it might have been syphilis.
37% of patients attending STD clinics had more than one concurrent STD.
Oh.
So, yes, and apparently you can do that.
So, could you
and most people do.
You can't make it illegal.
Could you have herpes and AIDS then? Just two diseases go away?
Yeah, but herpes doesn't kill you.
Well, yeah, because I think they affect different parts of you, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I think herpes lingers, so you can have herpes and lots of other stuff.
It's like the cranberries.
But it's not surprising. You won't be surprised to know that the South kind of leads the league.
That's what that song's about.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Lingers about herpes hanging around, yeah.
I got to Mississippi as the state with the highest STD rate.
Of course. They're like the worst state in the world.
Louisiana.
And they keep voting the same way.
Mm-hmm. Alaska. Yeah. Alaska is the weird outlier.
They're 50 in education, 50 in child kids having kids, you know.
Good job.
I mean, they're number one in kids having kids.
Alaska doesn't surprise me because, you know, I think probably one woman at Dutch Harbor. servicing all
You think
the,
there's a lot of typhoid Marys up there?
All the crap.
A lot of patient zeros.
Brandy's a fine girl in Dutch Harbor, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, right. The Carolinas, Alabama, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Georgia, New Mexico. But, yeah, it's a lot of southern states.
It can happen
states.
To anybody. I mean, it can happen to anybody.
I would like to check the STD rate on crab boats coming out of Alaska.
Yeah. 100. 100%.
So, yeah, I don't shame anybody like that. Because that's just people have sex and people get STDs. It's what happens, you know. You know?
Yeah, the only one that's not in the South is Alaska.
Right.
Well, I guess New Mexico wouldn't really be considered the South.
It's a southern state.
But everything's southern.
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah. Wrap that bear up, man. It's what you do. That's how Puss protects himself. He wears a rubber all the time so it doesn't slap back against the vagina.
That's smart.
Slap back.
Yeah. Slap back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I won't give up this guy's name. I grew up in a small town with a large swinging community. They would use color-coded garden gnomes set on the right side of the front door to signal each other. Really changes your view. Friends, parents, you know, they were all banging each other all the time.
Did he mention the community?
No, he did not.
Probably
was it Villisca?
We're probably there this weekend.
You've probably been there.
I'll ask those small towns that. If they're swinging or not, yeah.
I've been there.
Some people do, yeah.
Some people are like, they start laughing. Some people start blushing.
Yeah.
Some people unzip. Like, there's a lot of answers that you could get. I don't know now, that I'd ever
we'll
want to be
about
in
Maggie
a...
Maggie Mays and Council Bluffs on Friday.
I don't want to hook up with people that have garden gnomes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. It's tough if that's your deal breaker. You live in that small town. Like, just
too quirky.
So you would choose a different sort of signaling device?
Yeah, well, the upside down pineapple, we know that's a universal signal. It's swinging. But what does the garden gnome color have to be?
There's probably a whole bunch of different colors.
So if it's brown, is it ass play?
Brown for butt. Wasn't there one of those communities somewhere where they used what, like bracelets or bandanas or something on their golf carts to signify what they were
doing?
That's the one in Florida.
It was colored loofahs, like for your shower.
Yeah, well, that was the community that's alleged to have a lot of swinging somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
I thought all of Florida was a swinging community.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is, yeah. Yeah,
but I bet you there's more of that stuff happening in small towns, and you just scratch the surface of any of these little tiny towns. Yep. There's some weird stuff going on,
AKA Avoca, Iowa.
This guy was able to, color coded. I don't know what means what. I'm curious about that.
Well, yellow means pee. We know that.
Well, I think when it would...
Does the presence of a garden gnome in general just mean, hey, we're open for business?
That's got to be
it. And if that's the case, there's got
to
be some people that just got garden gnomes and didn't know. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Everybody starts knocking on their door.
Hey, can I come in for a cup of sugar?
Okay, the one...
Nobody's knocking.
The one in Florida with the loofahs hanging off their golf carts, white is novices and beginners... Purple is voyeur and people who like to watch. Pink.
Todd.
Ooh.
And it's even purple. He owns a lot of purple.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Vikings.
I see the Vikings mug right here.
This is all coming into focus
now.
Got
nothing to do with the Vikings.
Pink is soft swap. People who like to do it with in the same room as another couple.
Okay.
Blue, lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others. Yellow, mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. Black, full swap, those who say, what the hell, and let it all go down. Teal, bisexual.
What color is wife doesn't want to, but the dude says, I'm into it?
It's the same color as divorce papers.
That could be
it's
it.
It's a vanilla yellow.
True, the house divided.
House divided.
It's got two different loofahs.
Yeah, it's like half bride and groom and half garden gnome.
Bride and groom.
Oh. People around garden gnomes around Wichita and Omaha and Lincoln today. People are going to drive by and go, "Hey,
Oh, apparently the garden gnome thing is it's not just that little town.
It's universal.
Yeah,
but garden gnomes are a lot of places. People aren't swingers. Cameron's right. People just have them in their yard, man.
Well, apparently I'm looking here at a list of 7 secret signs that you may unintentionally be sending that suggest you're a swinger.
Okay,
and a garden gnome is one of them.
One of them, okay.
Pampas grass. It's a certain kind of weed grass that I guess swingers will grow in front of their houses. Okay. The upside down pineapple. You said that.
Yeah.
Garden gnomes is on the list. Flamingos on the lawn.
Oh wow! Oh yeah.
White landscaping rocks.
Okay.
Ah, man.
There's some people accidentally.
Either this
whole city. Is
you could unintentionally have most of that stuff in your front yard.
Well, that's why they're saying people need to know. So in case you have some of these things, but you aren't a swinger.
Right. Nick's just trying to keep his pineapples upright.
I was picturing a guy drinking coffee right now on his porch and listening to the show, just looking around and seeing all that stuff. Holy hell.
He's learning a lot about his family.
Right. Unsuspecting swingers.
Adirondack chairs.
Oh, man, what's that Adirondack, man?
What does that mean?
It's like the laid-back.
Those laid-back chairs.
Cam, look over here. Yeah. These kind of, you've seen those kind of chairs. Those are everybody.
Push a
sitting in one.
You're literally just describing Florida. You realize most of this stuff is Florida.
We have 4 Adirondack chairs around the fire pit in the backyard.
That's interesting because I have an observation for you that, okay, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
All right. What's
the last one is black, I think we've heard this too, black rings on the right hand.
Okay. Because I was going to say the black, when I went to get my wedding ring, the jeweler told us, like, oh, yeah, the black is, swingers get that.
Black ring. I have a black ring on my
right hand.
But apparently it has to be on the right hand. But my jeweler said it's just the black wedding ring in general. And I was like, dang, I know a lot of dudes that opt for the black wedding ring. They're like, oh, the black one looks cool. But I don't know if they know that they're putting that out here. And I just happened to notice we got a couple black wedding rings.
Well, this is a silicone ring.
Well, I rarely wear my
wedding ring anymore because it breaks.
Yeah.
According to Oakland, Nebraska, people at Nick's show, it's the color of the rocks in your yard.
That's the white. The white rocks.
I think white rocks is a symbol for swingers, and that there was a guy in the crowd that yelled. Some people were mad because he busted the swingers in Oakland out.
Yeah, we had a conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, some of them weren't thrilled about it.
You brought it up and they got busted?
If you're mad about it, you're a swinger then.
Yeah, well, I think that was a situation where, like, the wife might have been... Somebody in the couple was more vocal than the other one wanted him to be.
Got it. Oh, I got it.
Which Oakland?
Okay.
Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Was anybody mad at you?
Well, usually about something.
Sure.
So you could... But in that instance, they could just be like, hey, you know, Doug's got white rocks and... Doug and his wife go, no, not us. And then they'd look at somebody else and they go, yeah, but like totally us. You know what I mean? You can easily lie. That's a mistake. Like, I didn't know.
I'm just going, Todd has a lot totally of purple. He said the Adirondack chairs and the black ring, but no.
I got a black ring.
I'm starting to question a few things here, man.
Well,
got any garden gnomes out front?
I could change the silicone to, because I got four of them for like $8.
Yeah.
I could go with the gray one.
You could, unless...
What's the gray one mean?
Unless you guys want to make some friends.
I'm sure that means something, too.
You're an old dude. Gray ones, too. Yeah.
They're just waiting for your refractory period after the vodka empties out of your body.
Or is this just swingers pointing to everything? Just swing.
Well, I guess
if you're married,
wanting everyone to be swingers.
These are things that they used as secret symbols.
A lot of swingers.
If you have grass in your front yard,
I want to know.
You
want to know
pretty much.
I want to know from a swinger couple, or a community, a swinger community. How do they identify and invite new people to the club?
How are they like? Same thing.
You live in Oakland. You guys are hot or whatever. You put some white rocks out in your yard, we'll know that you're down. You know, it's like a red pill, blue pill situation.
Yeah,
how do you approach them?
A signal to get recruited?
Yeah, how do you approach a new couple to the community? Not just like to hit on for one time.
Well, because, you would probably want to be
to the community.
You would probably want to be careful about outing yourself as swingers if you approach people who aren't into it.
Yeah, you probably don't recruit. You probably got to wait for people to ask you.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what kind of signal.
But even then, how would they?
What kind of subtle signal you would put out there?
True.
I bet it's different in a small town. So I think word probably gets around.
Yeah, you know who to talk to.
I bet something like that's got to be harder to do in a city.
But there are couples, by the way. We're talking like all couples do this
in that situation.
Yeah. There's a lot of young couples that aren't cheating on each other at all, and they don't want to be into this. So if they get hit on that, is somebody pissed? Like, get out of here, dude.
Well, Cameron and Nick would be the guys to investigate this because they play more small towns than we visit.
We've talked about this before. I feel like at least a couple times a year, you'll have somebody come up after a show and you're like, you get the vibe. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like
they
want you to hook up with their partner or whatever. And like, you really get that's a couple situation.
I remember we had that conversation. You're like, you know how that happens? I'm like, no.
Well, hold it. Cameron's exotic in these towns too.
Exactly. Yeah.
The brown boy comes. That's 25 different people they're banging right there.
Nick, you look like half the people in that town anyway.
But, and by the time I'm done with my set, nobody's like, well, let's talk to that guy more.
Two different kinds of comedy, by the way. Yeah. Cameron's smiling, having a good time. You're right. Hey, he'd be fun in the sack. Nick's up there going,
You can always tell the guys, the dudes that like have constructed their act to get laid.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Like that. Like, mine's
that's single guys.
Yours isn't like that. Right?
Yeah.
But you can. You see those dudes, those acts, then they're like, it's like they're just throwing fishing line out.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, but when you finish with the banging a sandwich over and over again thing, they might just think that you're spent. Like he's done for the night. There's no point in this.
You don't want us. We're not a sandwich. All right. We always take your calls on the swingers and stuff like that. And Kelly checked in, too, and she always shows us some cans when she does that. This sounds awful, but I just want to get off and move along. Hanging out with anybody's stupid. Great D doesn't mean that you're somebody you want to hang with. Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
She just wants to go home.
Now read the email.
Yeah. Oh, now here's your email. Right.